No? Let's try. Let's try this one. Try now. Now it's okay.
Ah, perfect. Thank you. Muito obrigado.
Boa noite, senhoras e senhores. I was looking for some way to make a link with you, because it's rather difficult for me, and with this little incident it created some human atmosphere and human link, so it is okay to start. And first thing, wait, I don't want to play the role of someone who is comfortable. I am not comfortable, not because of you, of course, but I come from France, and here, Brazil, it's like another planet for me, and I feel a little bit like a Martian. When you are autistic, you are used to feel like a Martian, but okay, it's just the introduction. No one laughed, but no problem. Okay, better now. I'm just trying to break the ice. About the fact of masking my face, it is not for you, but it is for the pictures and the videos, because I don't like the idea of someone seeing me on the internet. If my face and my body become public, then I will feel more fragile and vulnerable. So, at first, I was alone in my world during 30 years. I am Asperger, I could speak at the normal age, but I did not communicate a lot because people were only problems for me and not very interesting. At the age of 6, my mother listened to the doctors, and I went for 2 years in a special center for kids with problems. It was horrible. I could come back home only for weekends. It was a nonsense. I learned to hate people because the other kids were annoying me all the time and were very stupid. These 2 years were traumatizing and shameful for me, and I had to put them out of my consciousness during decades. Apart from this very bad start, I had a rather normal schooling that I terminated at the age of 19. Of course, the other pupils were annoying me and I had no real friends, but my life had always been like that. I was very good in the domains interesting me and very bad in the others, where the teachers did not manage to show the usefulness, so for me it was not justified, which makes a blocking. The autistics need coherence, justice, justifications, and cannot adapt without that, cannot accept what they consider nonsense and fake. I started to work in the industry. I could have my own workspace and I made my own accommodations, like working outside of office times, but I found this domain boring. Then, after 2 years, I tried to be a DJ in discotheques, and I liked it. I found how to adapt, to make links with people, without the misunderstandings of the language, and I could get the self-esteem necessary for the autistics. I could explain a lot about all this in another meeting, maybe, because of the lack of time. Near the age of 30, I was so desperate about all my social problems with many aggressions and my impossibility to communicate, people do not understand me, that I had the idea of going to a psychiatric hospital, which is autistically very logical, but socially wrong. Apparently, everyone except me knew that hospitals in France are very bad, and that you should never go there by yourself. At first, they rejected me. They even called the police for that, because I could not move. I was crying really more than desperate and shocked by the refusal of a hospital to help me. So during the next days I made a big crisis, and finally the same ignorant and stubborn doctors decided that I had a severe psychic illness without being able to give more details, and they decided that I was dangerous, which is the usual pretext, and they kept me by force, which of course was not what I wanted. It lasted 15 months and it was a nightmare because you never know how long it will take. Some others were there since years. You get no justification. Still today I am struggling for this. And they destroy all your self-esteem. If they had known the so-called Asperger syndrome, I would have escaped this disaster. I am also in the French Guinness Book of Records. I could explain in another meeting because it's really too long to explain for tonight. Sorry. It's my second PowerPoint presentation in my life. Thank you for understanding. The first one was at the United Nations. It was horrible. In 2001, I had the luck to find a real friend at last. This very strong human relationship broke a barrier and I started to live for two. 3 years ago, I understood that I have the so-called Asperger autism, which has been confirmed officially, of course. This was really a revelation. Allowed me to understand the mechanisms of my relations with the others and also between themselves. Then I could start to live for more than 2%, for the autistic minority, and I was surprised to be able to say we to be included in a category of persons. This is when I created the logo of Alliance Autiste. So I created an association of autistics in France to help society to take us in account correctly. I also started the concept about the autistan, a kind of mental or spiritual non-country complementary to all the other countries, like autism is complementary to non-autism and its artificial codes and materialistic obsessions. You can find more about this concept on autistan.org. I started to go to the United Nations defending our right and our need to live out of hospitals and special centers because we need to live a free life with our own original experiences. I have plenty of arguments for the deinstitutionalization, for the right and the need to live in the free society. I started this also at the World Health Organization, trying to make them understand that autism is not a disease. However, please note that the WHO issued the WHA Resolution 67.8 on autism, which is good for us. When I listened to my colleague, because I understand a little bit Spanish, I realized that my presentation would be really different from her presentation. And welcome to my autistic world. We need everyone. That's what I want to explain. We need everyone. We need all the different. Thank you for this. It's the slide 17 on 68. Thanks to the United Nations, I began to help all kinds of persons with disabilities, not just the autistics. I helped a delegation of Dominican Republic during their stay in Geneva, and I organized a short visit of France for one of them and her sister. thanks to the United Nations again, I could find useful tools, understanding that we have the right to participate in the decisions concerning us. This gave me the idea of creating a consultative committee in France, which is actually consulted by the French government. We are in the government's mailing list of the autism specialists in France, so we are invited to many meetings, working groups and consultations. I could make a 7-minute speech for inclusive education at the UNESCO. It was not scheduled and I had to be daring and convincing to obtain the right to speak. I insisted on the right and the necessity for the autistic children to go to normal schools with assistance instead of being parked in institutions to feed a business. In Morocco, I could help some parents to understand better autism and their children. Thanks to my concept for the participation of autistics, I've been consulted by the health advisors of the Prime Minister and of the person occupying the seat of the President of France. No comment. We made an alternative report for the United Nations Child Rights Committee. We explained them through various ways the true reality of the situation in France. We showed how France pretends to respect the laws and conventions, but in fact all is directed by the powerful medical lobby, helped by the so-called justice, who does not know autism anyway. Indeed, we have a very generous social security system, which in fact costs a lot to the workers. And sorry. I don't have the rest of the slide. Thanks to all this, I started to try and build bridges between the few organizations of autistics in the world and between us and the rest of society. Indeed, it is indispensable to improve the mutual understanding between all the categories of people to reduce injustices and conflicts. That is why I created the Autistic Alliance concept. In France, thanks to the CCNAF, I have been an expert for the French High Health Authority as a member of the managing work group for the recommendations for adult autistics, which is something very important. I gave many details about autism and I insisted especially about the freedom of people to live where they want. I have seen that they have put many of my thoughts into recommendations. They have changed the spirit of their initial draft text, which was purely medical at first, with the autistic person seen as a patient more than a free human being. And now the text is clearly inspired by going out of the walls, which was my intention. I was not alone for this. There was also the main representative of the parents' associations also, who insisted with me for this. At the WHO again, among other things, I made an oral statement about dignity in mental health, which I concluded with, "For me, many problems come from the lack of understanding and the fear, and the solution is real, sincere efforts to understand each other, to communicate, to appreciate everyone, instead of putting people in boxes. And I don't know how to learn other languages without the help of the users, especially the bilingual ones." Or bilingual ones, I don't know. At the WHO, I could also share many thoughts about the right to be born and the need for diversity. Nowadays, most of the persons with Down syndrome are killed before birth, and there are similar projects for the autistics. But the original different people, the creators, are indispensable to improve mankind. No great inventor or artist is normal. If what I call a normalitaristic social system removes or excludes what is judged annoying or unuseful, it will end up with copies of copies of standard acceptable persons, slave to social codes, systems, machines, etc. I participated to various meetings and I made several statements, and the director of the mental health department sent me the letter that you see, where he thanks me and says it was very interesting and useful. But anyway, the autistics have a problem with the WHO, who sees autism as a mental illness. In an international volunteering forum organized in Russia, I could explain how, through my life, I managed to invent my own accommodations, to overcome all the challenges, and I understood that the key thing is dare to try. When the solutions are not already provided, if you don't dare to invent, to experiment, then you cannot find them, because when you are autistic, no one will do it for you, because no one understands. Thanks to this organization in Russia, I managed to finish my new special jacket. I traveled the world without luggage, but with all I need. No, but I would like to patent it, and I have so many ideas you could not imagine. Given that they offered me space and peace, even my trousers weighed 5 kilos. Given that they offered me space and peace, I could also build a very lightweight tent, very easy to use, so slim that I can store it in my jacket without a noticeable difference. I could meet parents of autistic children in Russia. They organized several meetings, also with teachers, and I could talk with pupils in schools and so on. And after Russia, I wanted to know the mysterious Kazakhstan, where I've been well received by a parents' organization. And excuse me, if you speak too loud, it's disturbing for me, sorry. And they even organized a conference for me where I could explain my point of view about autism, which is very different from the usual theories. In this conference, I explained the differences that I make between the three following notions. First, autism, which is, for me, the deep nature, the essence of autism. It is something. Second, the troubles, which is something different, which are associated with autism. And I don't call this autistic troubles. I can't explain longer. And three, the handicap, which is mostly a social consequence of one and two. So, number one, about the deep nature of autism. Autism is not a disease, it is a natural variant in the diversity of human beings, like some people are left-handed and others right-handed. The essential nature of autism is difficult to find and to explain, but I see at least these points. And I don't know where are the points. Oh yes, it is on the screen and it is translated in Portuguese. So you can read it quickly. Second, the troubles or difficulties. The autistic behaviors A, the autistic behaviors when they are just weird but not aggressive can be perceived as troubles, mostly because they are not normal or because the autistic will have problems. The parents think that the autistic kid will have problems later in society, will be mocked, etc. Or because the impossibility to understand their special behaviors, like their special interests, makes many non-autistic persons believe that it is a nonsense. Because they cannot think, most of the non-autistic persons cannot think, we are too much limited to find the sense of or the reason of the autistic behaviors. For instance, given the nature of autism, which is pure and true, and the nature of the non-autistic current social system. Wait, when I say many bad things about the non-autistic social system, it's not about the non-autistics, it's about the non-autistic social system, don't worry. So, the non-autistic current social system, it is logical that many autistics are blocked since early childhood by all this nonsense and bad things, and they feel strangers to all that, like another species. And they don't have the mechanisms or ideas or reflex or desire to meet this society, which calls that problems of communication and socialization. 3, the handicap. Autism is not a disease, autism is not a trouble, and autism is not a handicap neither, but it can generate a handicap because of these troubles leading to rejection or impossibility to participate or to live with the non-autistic ways, codes or tools. Or sometimes because of autism itself. For instance, if we can't stay too much under the sun, it is not due to society. But if some friends want to go to the beach and we would like to go with them, it is a handicap due to autism. But if the group, like a school or family, forces us to go to the beach, then it becomes a handicap due to society. But there are ways to find accommodations, protections, and society should provide them, or at least they should accept them. In this conference in Kazakhstan, I talked about what I call the non-autistic troubles, but there is no time tonight. And also what should be done to improve the situation of autistics in general. There are some things, like, of course, was something that I called the denormalitarization. Normalitarization like militarization, and denormalitarization like deinstitutionalization. It's autistic, the word. Awareness, understanding, education, stop hurting, stop the medical dictatorship, respect, protection, accommodations, work and creativity, right place in society, help us to be daring and autonomous, and opportunities. In Kyrgyzstan, they organized meetings also, and the parents were very interested. And sorry, I did not have enough time to prepare this. In the Emirates, I intended to stay 2 or 3 days just for a stop before going to Nepal, but the Emiratis provided me the accommodation in order to have the time to organize meetings with parents, which were appreciated again. Finally, I stayed 1 month. In Nepal, I could have a long meeting with parents of autistic children. The morning before the meeting, I had the idea of a short description of autism and of our situation, but I don't have the time tonight to say it, but you can find it on autisticalliance.org. On June 29, I could make a presentation, so the first PowerPoint presentation, which was even worse than this one, technically speaking, and about volunteering and autism at the Palais des Nations in Geneva. It was very stressful, but I did what I could. In July and August, I've been invited in Kazakhstan by a mother of an autistic boy who owns a little mountain resort. Sorry, I did not have the time to make the slide. So, imagine. So, I've been a benevolent advisor for a summer camp, including autistic children, and I could use my deep understanding of autism to solve most of the difficulties. We could see good results with almost all the kids who, little by little, became more present and adapted. They enjoyed a good experience about how to live with others, and this has been possible thanks to something very simple, acceptance, and not believing that autism is a disease. So, the autistic kids were treated like the others, as much as possible, with additional accommodations when necessary. Given that the autistic kids saw that we did not really make differences between them and the others, it was rather easy for them to start to imitate them. Removing the barriers created by ignorance and fear is fundamental. We told to the other children to be kind and not to mock the special kids, but to accept them, and it worked easily because all was made in simplicity and confidence. Autism was not seen as something scaring or crazy or something that no one knows what to do with it. That's why it is important to have autistic specialists and also expert parents in all the places or organizations trying to improve the life of autistics. We noticed also that Yes, it's too cold, but you see, I am very prepared. I have things for. I use it in. Yes, I use it for Russia, and I know how. Okay, it's too long to explain, but I know the tricks. And of course, in winter in Russia, they put 30 degrees. It's crazy. Where was I? We noticed also that almost always the autistic children were prevented from learning the normal life because their parents protect them too much and they think he cannot do that. Or they are ashamed about being judged by people, you know, in the street. So unfortunately, their kids are kept at home like babies or teddy bears, and they cannot evolve in an environment. And they cannot evolve in an. You see, it's non-verbal language. She understood immediately. And they cannot evolve in an environment where no one dares to change anything. For most of these kids, sorry, I'll restart because. So I said that the kids cannot evolve in an environment where no one dares to change anything. For most of these kids, we started these changes in the summer camp. And some parents even talked about miracles. Once again, the magic words are just try, just do it. I thought about an international concept where all, excuse me, because there are many people moving and I need to gather myself. I thought about an international concept where all would work hand in hand. Autistic self-advocates, parents organizations, governmental authorities, and even autism centers. I called this Autistic Alliance Global Project. The main characteristic is that the autistics are at the center of it. I don't say that they are directing everything, they are at the center of it. Another important element is that it is aimed at selecting the approaches and trainings that we, the autistics, we find good, and spreading that with inexpensive ways thanks to the internet and with some organization. In the mountains of Kazakhstan, I could find the inspiration for a new flag for the autistan, and I improved it after analyzing the opinions of other autistics in the world about the first versions. There are explanations about all this, the colors and the shapes and the autistan, but it's too long to say now. You can find it on internet. In the autistan concept, there is an important thing, which is the notion of the embassies of autistan, because there are a symbolic link between autistan and the normal social system. Of course, it cannot be like a normal official embassy, but it can be useful too, like the United Nations of the Youth or the Municipal Councils of Children. It is good for the self-esteem. Sorry, I pressed the button. This is the ambassador. It is good for the self-esteem of the autistics in general to show that we are not always forgotten. It can be used also as showrooms or museums of the autistics, like what is here exposed, with their creations, collections, diplomas, and other achievements, which is good for the information of the mainstream public, but also to give hope and examples to the new parents. Here, it is only a start. I've been allowed to use this house. I did what I could with what I had, and of course it is not functional. But a parent there in Kazakhstan wants to find an office in the city and to make a more serious embassy. I also created web pages in more than 60 countries, which are like placeholders for online embassies. The embassies are not really... I cannot speak when someone else speaks, sorry. Excuse me, but... The embassies are not really into active self-advocacy like the associations. They are more symbolic, but they are not useless. It is a little bit like the Queen of England and the English government, for example. There is no need of a material embassy to be an ambassador. So far there was no competition, but in some countries I don't know how the ambassadors will be chosen, maybe elected. A parent invited me in Spain to unlock her son, a young adult. It would be too long to explain today, but in a few days we made really daring things. I showed him that he can say almost anything to anyone and that he should not be impressed by people. That even when we make mistakes or we are ridiculous, the world does not collapse. In Morocco, I've been invited to make a conference for parents and another meeting. I could explain many things and they were interested. And usually after the meetings, the parents tell me that they understand better autism and their children. But the meetings are much longer. This autistic student, who is famous in autism in Morocco, accepted to be an ambassador, and he wants also to create a self-advocacy movement. Here is in pictures with the King of Morocco. A few months ago, I learned about your event, and I decided to come. One of the good surprises is that it is a meeting of autistics made with a good collaboration with parents and other persons defending human rights and persons with disabilities. You can even applaud if you want. It's close to be finished. I think that we cannot win without union and open-mindedness. Without that, there are quarrels between associations and everyone, automatically. Making bridges between autistics and non-autistics, this is also my idea with Autistic Alliance, and it is important to collaborate between all these initiatives and to find more people and means and state support and sponsors. Then, when I was thinking about what to say today, I found the following concept of levels. The higher level is the spirit, it is the spiritual things which cannot be accessed by human consciousness. So I don't know it, but it seems logical, very highly probable, very likely. Under this level, there is the spiritual level. This is what I saw in my head. There is the spiritual level, the essence of autism, a pure, coherent, and harmonious spiritual nature. It is quite the same for the non-autistics at birth, in my idea. But for the autistics, this nature is stronger, and the combination of these qualities and this exceptional strength creates an auto-protection. Very probably, it is not related to space nor time nor material, this level. It is consciously accessible to almost no one. I can guess it. I hope that other autistics will discuss that so we can confirm or improve these theories. Under this, the neurological mental level, which is the interface with the spirit. Based on the spiritual level, it is very coherent and pure, thus very sensitive and precise, accurate. The abstract inputs are mental informations, which can come from above, spiritual, or below, sensory. Given that the system is clean and coherent, the information go fast and directly without confusion or pollution. That is why we are so sensitive, for instance, to injustice, because we see it very well, and it is aggressing directly and strongly our pure nature. Under this, I see the neurological sensory level. It is similar to the latter, but the information are not immaterial, but physical, sensory. Once again, our system is very rich and precise, accurate and direct, which makes that we feel much more and we are much more sensitive, because the anomalies and inconsistencies make direct conflict with our nature. The mental level can react to sensory informations and can also feel other conflicts. For instance, if the temperature in a room is very cold in a very hot country, I will have a sensory aggression, but also a mental aggression when thinking about the nonsense of that. I don't criticize this place. I was referring to much colder situations. Here it's okay. Okay. I will get very irritated when remembering all the weeks spent in the bed, sick because of people setting stupid temperatures like 18 or 15 and degrees. And all this will activate the memories of the thousands of similar things, making me think that I am always victim of the majority. So a little disharmony will create many disharmonies in my system and my thoughts, like a big bell vibrating. For the non-autistics, it is like a bell of plastic or foam. They accept what should not be accepted. For many non-autistics, not all, they accept what should not be accepted. When the autistic kids make crises, it is because their pure system, like a crystal, is hurt by something bad. Under this, I see the visible external social level, which is outside of the body. It's what you see now and what I see, what I would see if I was looking. It is what people call our behavior, our troubles. Given that the non-autistic neurological system is less strong and protected in general, they have been conditioned and formatted by artificial social systems, so they don't think according to the sheer reality, but according to social interpretations and encodings of reality. They follow boxes and ready-made ideas. They subscribe, not all, but many. They subscribe to ideas like you buy clothes. They don't make them by themselves. In a comfortabilistic system, this is one of my words, in a comfortabilistic system, trying to imagine that the human creations are superior to the natural creations. So when they see an autistic who is irritated, they cannot think by themselves and try to understand. Instead, they automatically understand by putting things, the situation, in their closest box available. In the case of autistic crisis or so-called troubles, for them, for the most non-autistics, it looks like a disease. It looks like a disease, so it is probably a disease. So it should be addressed by the doctors, which is a nonsense, and which explains why, in general, no one understands. All this is due to the fact that it is not thinkable for the normal people, in general, that their social system is essentially wrong and fake and perverted. And given that they don't understand us, they think that it is because we are mad or sick, without thinking that if they don't understand, it is because they don't have the capability to do it. Their formatting prevents that. And even when they start to guess, it is too much scaring for them. The autistic mind is not formatted, so our thoughts can go anywhere freely, and that's why we are so diverse. I hope that we will find an autistic ambassador in Brazil and or in some of our countries of South America. I plan to stay 3 months in Brazil, and then I will go to other countries, which is, of course, a matter of money. This is this is
sorry,
you will explain me later. I speak Spanish, but if you speak Portuguese slowly, I can understand more or less. The World Natural Life Defense Organization is my most global project for the future, I hope. I don't have the time to explain the links with Brazil today, but I hope to be able to do it in another meeting in your country. the general conclusion, not today because it would be too long, but at the closing session, I will try to prepare a general conclusion. I have too many things to say, it's very difficult. And it's finished. Thanks a lot for having shared my thoughts, my mental world, and I hope that this little trip in Autistan can be of some help to organize all together for more good sense in this world, in order to reduce the suffering of the persons oppressed by the majority systems that I call normalitaristic, comfortabilistic, and anti-natural. I think that everyone and all the life on Earth in general is in danger with all these artificial systems and abstractions and illusions, and that the autistics are like the warning lights. They should not be simply turned off, switched off. Muito obrigado.
I think we have time to make questions.
Yes.
During the event, or during your stay here in Fortaleza, 3 months.
No, 3 months in Brazil.
In Brazil.
Fortaleza, maybe 1 or 2 weeks.
As in 2 weeks in Fortaleza.
But if you want to organize meetings in other cities, I can go there.
Okay, nice.
Maybe you'll have time to visit Casa da Esperança.
I don't know where it is. yes, why not?
It's
here. Okay.
Então, assim, eu não sei se vocês sabem o I speak English. It's very interesting. Todo mundo tirou o fone, então eu vou falar em português. Foi muito interessante como a gente... Você quer o fone? Eu quero.
Yes.
A gente, essa... Eu tinha falado um pouco antes, muito interessante como conversa, a gente tem uma... A gente tem, existe no imaginário, conta uma mentira pra gente na escola e a gente é criado com o imaginário de que existe esse ser humano normal, e infalível, e a gente inclusive quando tem os filhos da gente e quando sai o diagnóstico com a deficiência, com síndrome de Down, com autismo, isso confronta com a nossa expectativa, ou quando a gente fica com a deficiência, na verdade a gente aprende que nasce, cresce, reproduz e morre, mas a gente, no meio disso, a gente adquire uma deficiência, porque é normal, é comum, normal e natural ter uma deficiência, né? Então, essa premissa de que existe esse ser humano natural é equivocada, né? Esse ser humano infalível, esse ser humano que pode tudo e que é independente, né? Na verdade, todos nós, autistas e não autistas, temos capacidades e debilidades, uns mais e outros menos, né? E somos interdependentes de cuidados uns dos outros, né? Precisamos uns dos outros para nos cuidar. E é muito interessante como a gente caminha numa direção, né? Se a gente se afasta disso, nós nos fragilizamos, né? Como pessoas e como humanidade, né? Assim, e eu acho muito interessante essa sua fala, essa sua que você nos traz, né? Principalmente quando você fala dessa normalização, né? Que se tenta... Normalitarização, que eu acho toda uma expressão muito forte, mas que expressa muito o arsenal que se constrói não só para a vida das pessoas autistas, mas para a vida do ser humano em geral e que, na verdade, nos aprisiona e nos fragiliza, né? Eu queria muito agradecer a todos que ficaram aqui, É, já está tarde, queria muito agradecer a Eric por sua palestra brilhante e a todos nós um excelente encontro amanhã de manhã, às 8 da manhã, aqui para mulheres autistas, questão de gênero. Boa noite, gente, até lá.
It's finished.
Thank you very much.
It was long, but it was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
Congratulations.